we do. We work and we grind and we play.
Let's go! Let's go! Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
The weather might have cooled off just a bit here at Broncos training camp. However, the players bringing the heat during the team periods, although a couple of faces were missing. Welcome in, everybody, to Broncos Training Camp Daily. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. And Phil, we did see a couple of friendly faces missing today. It was a vet day.
Yeah, it was a vet day. We saw guys like Aqib Talib, Demaryius Thomas, a few other vets out there, T.J. Ward, Domantas Peko. They got a day of rest, and you know, head coach Vance Joseph just talked about, hey, it's a chance to get these guys their get their legs back. You know, we're at that point in camp where it's sort of that dead area where the excitement of camp starting is over with, and that first game is a week away now. So you're right in the middle there. Why not give the vets a day off and also give some other guys an opportunity to get more reps?
I didn't see you out there with a hat or a T-shirt. Yeah, you were full pads, ready to go.
I'm still going, yeah. I'm like Chris Harris Jr., you know. Every day is a work day.
Well, some of those opportunities did come for guys like Benny Fowler, who said that this is his opportunity to go up against some of the best.
You know, more reps for me, you know, me being a younger guy, had to go out there and take advantage of the opportunity with DT being out, and I made some plays today. You know, there is a sense of urgency. You can see the way we're practicing, the attention to detail. So, you know, it's season's approaching, and we're excited.
So when you're getting those first line reps going against the no-fly zone, guys like Chris Harris Jr., only going to make you better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, going against that no-fly zone is going to make any offense better. We've seen the quarterbacks learn from them. And, you know, Emmanuel Sanders had a really funny bite yesterday. We played it on the show and said, hey, yeah, that's a no-fly zone, but I have my own personal jet. So some of those guys have to have that mindset, though, going against the Chris Harris Jr. It's a step up. You know, Lorenzo Doss has been having a great camp, but then when you're lining up against Aqib Talib, a little bit different type of deal.
That bite made the rounds across all media, and one guy paying very close attention was Aqib Talib.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It made the news yesterday, so it was decent, I guess. You know, anything that make the news, man, is a pretty good quote, you know. So, I mean, he a good receiver, though, man, so. Long as we competing at a high level, man, in practice, man, we always making each other better.
So Aqib Talib, one of the guys that we saw have a day off today. But for the other guys that were suited up, what did you see?
Yeah, I thought that the offense really bounced back and had a nice day out there. Particularly Trevor Siemian was in good flow, had a lot of his hitting all sorts of targets, especially Jamal Charles. He was a vet that did not have a day off, but that's because he hasn't really been out there all that much. And as they get him more involved in the offense, you will get a chance to see, is he really healthy? What kind of weapon can he be for this Broncos offense? Because I think Broncos fans know if Jamal Charles is healthy, he can do a lot of damage out there.
Yeah, Coach Vance Joseph said a lot of speculation has been, you know, around the team with regards to snap count and things like that. But just having him back on the field is enough.
With Jamal getting more team reps and getting more 7-on-7 reps, you can see his playmaking ability. Even today with the wheel route, as a receiver, he's going to be key for us. You know, and in my opinion, to use Jamal in a certain role, that will help keep him healthy. You know, and you know we can get 10 to 12 specialty plays per game for Jamal, screens and wheel routes and outside runs. That's going to make us a better football team.
So Jamal Charles looking to make an impact no matter where he is used for the Broncos this season, but a man who always makes an impact for us right here, our own Broncos insider, Steve Atwater. Steve, we're talking about the A-list, Atwater's A-list, the best players from today's training camp. And today on the offensive side, who do we got?
On the offensive side of the ball today, we have Carlos Henderson. He was our third-round pick out of Louisiana Tech. Today, Carlos had two beautiful catches for touchdowns, and he also does a great job of running with the ball after he catches it. I talked to him briefly after practice, and he mentioned to me that the game is really slowing down for him, and he's feeling a lot more comfortable with the plays in the playbook. And Coach Vance Joseph said basically the same thing, that it looks like the game is slowing down for him, and he's doing a lot better than he did in OTAs.
On the defensive side of the ball now, we're staying with the young guys on the defensive side.
Yes. On the defensive side of the ball, we got Adam Gotsis as the A-list player today. Adam is a second-year player. bit injured last year, but he's feeling a lot better this year, and we can tell by how he looks on the field. Adam plugs up those B gaps very well, and he has also a great lateral strength. So when blockers are trying to block him down the line of scrimmage and move him out of the way, he moves laterally just a little bit, but he holds it up very well. And that's the thing that I liked about Adam. He also has some good pass rush today, and looking for big things out of Adam this year.
Jumping from that rookie year into the second year can be difficult, but Adam Gotsis is not worried about that sophomore slump.
I've been feeling really good. You know, went and did some one-on-ones and stuff like that. But, yeah, just feeling really good now. So, you know, it's not a matter of getting to next week. It's a matter of getting to, you know, the first game of the season against the Chargers. So, you know, just progression.
So, Steve, another name to add to the A-list, though. Roger Goodell. You had a chance to catch up with the NFL commissioner today.
Absolutely. Roger Goodell, a great man, a great ambassador for the game. As you know, commissioner of the NFL for several years. I met Roger Goodell several years ago. And with Roger and I, it's not so much about football as it is kind of catching up, seeing how his family is doing and sharing with him how my family is doing and all the wonderful things that he does for the NFL. Great man, and it was great to get a chance to catch up with him.
Well, we always love catching up with you every single day. I know Broncos country does that well, Steve. We appreciate your time. To hear more from Steve on the radio, check out Orange and Blue Radio, 760 on your AM dial. Steve will be on 1 to 3 during training camp again, 760 AM and the iHeart Radio app. Back now with another Broncos insider. We just keep rolling them in. Our own Andrew Mason joins us now. And Mace, we've been talking about position battles at specific positions, but today we're covering the entire defensive line, whether it be tackle, and we're going to do it all today.
Yeah, and it's interesting. When you view the defensive line, you have to view them as a collective, because sometimes you see three, and then when they go sub-package, you'll see two of them, and they mix them out pretty in and out pretty liberally. So you start with what you know. Derek Wolfe, Domantas Peko, Jared Krik. Those are your top three guys. Those are the stalwarts, the known commodities. But it gets really interesting after that. Zach Kerr, they brought him in as a free agent from Indianapolis in March. He's had some good moments out there, was pretty active knocking down passes in Wednesday's practice, had a couple in one period. Adam Gotsis, second-year player out of Georgia Tech, second-round pick in the 2016 draft. They're expecting a lot out of him, but he's just coming off knee surgery in June, so he only saw team period reps starting on Wednesday. He's working his way back up, but he's done some good things the last couple of days, made a couple of plays against the run out there on Thursday, so there's some promise there. Tyreek Jarrett, a big nose tackle, undrafted out of Pittsburgh. You know, you want to see him use his size a little bit better, but he's coming along. There's some potential there. And then finally, the wild card in all this, in the front seven as a whole, is DeMarcus Walker, the second round pick out of Florida State. Defensive end, 280 pounds by listing in the roster, but working at outside linebacker the last few days. What was interesting is Vance Joseph, when he was asked about DeMarcus Walker and the way they envisioned him, he said, hey, when we drafted him, we were looking at him as a hybrid player who could be as a defensive end and also an outside linebacker eventually. It's just now the timetable has been moved up because of all the injuries at outside linebacker. He made a couple of good plays today, both against the pass and the run. The first play of team period for the number twos back at the start of practice, a real great play off the edge against Jamal Charles. So there's some potential there, but using him inside, using him outside, you know, that's sort of harkens back to Carl Mecklenburg back in the day. I don't want to put that kind of comparison on him, but that kind of versatility could make him a very unique weapon if he can develop. One to watch there on the front seven.
From a larger group, we now go to our favorite two-man competition, the quarterbacks, of course. And I thought today, we talked about it yesterday, Trevor Siemian starts out slow typically. Today, very high all the way through.
Yeah, really good start in the move the ball period at the beginning. Got the offense downfield, a couple of completions to Emmanuel Sanders to get the offense across the goal line. Some good work in the red zone period, although he did have an interception by Diamonte Thomas from Michigan.
Of course, my guy, Mace.
Yeah, I have to get the Michigan in there for you. But a good day for Trevor Siemian. Paxton Lynch, a little less consistent, some good moments. In 7-on-7, a couple of times he kept the ball, didn't throw it, would have been a tuck and run in a team period. But interesting that Vance Joseph said, hey, not necessarily a bad thing. They actually want to see him run from time to time if the throw isn't there. So maybe you causes you to look at his 7-on-7 reps a little differently than you might look at with other quarterbacks. So interesting day for the quarterbacks, but a good day for Trevor Siemian.
This man always makes the right read. Mace, we appreciate your time. To hear more from Mace, though, this week on Orange and Blue Radio, tune in from 3 to 7. That's 760 on your AM dial and on the iHeart Radio app. Back now with Phil Milani. And Phil, the weather didn't really cooperate for us today, but we did have Commissioner Roger Goodell in town. What did you see from him during his fan forum with Steve Atwater and John Elway?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, Von Miller and Emmanuel Sanders are out there. It's always special when the commissioner can come to Denver. He talked about what a great football community this is. He touched on the impact that Broncos owner Pat Bowlen has had on the NFL. I thought that was really good. And he also mentioned, you know, that the Broncos are in really good hands right now with the trust and everything that President Joe Ellis has done. So I thought he touched on a wide range of topics. And it's always good to hear when the man in charge of the most popular sports league in America comes to town. It's always great.
One of the things that Commissioner Goodell touched on was the Denver community, the football community. You mentioned it, Phil. It's so great. We have the best fans here in Broncos country, and that's why Commissioner Goodell said it might not be that far-fetched to see the NFL draft in Denver.
Great things is that there's been so much interest in hosting it. I think we had 14 cities that were in Philadelphia, obviously looking at the event, figuring out how they would do it. And it's gotten more competitive because I think people see the value of hosting that. This is a great community with a lot of passion, and I think they'd be great hosts. And I can't imagine we won't be here someday. The hard part for us now is being able to try to get everywhere they want us.
All right, Phil. So are we going to see Commissioner Goodell shaking hands with the newest members of the NFL in Denver?
I think that it would be great here in Denver. He said there's a lot of competition for it, but I think that Denver could be that next city where the fans really show up. There was such a great scene there in Philadelphia. But visit Denver, and the entire city of Denver needs to get behind it. But we have the hotels here. We have the convention center downtown. We have Union Station, a lot of venues where I think the draft would be awesome.
For the full fan forum, be sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com. After today, the commissioner is going to Canton. He's actually there right now. You didn't bum a ride. Phil, you're going to Canton.
Yeah, he said there was no more room left on the plane like that. So I'll be flying out tomorrow morning. But we got a lot of great stuff planned. We'll be there for the gold jacket where all the inductees get it on Friday night. Terrell Davis is going to have a lot of friends and family out there. We'll be trying to catch up with a lot of them. And plus, we'll be at the induction ceremony Saturday night. What a cool moment for the organization and franchise. Terrell Davis heading to the Hall of Fame.
It's going to be one of the best days in franchise history. Even though Phil's gone, camp's going to roll on. Tomorrow we're going to have
believe
reports.
It or not. I know.
Things don't stop when you leave, believe it or not. But tomorrow, Friday, one more day before that Saturday scrimmage. So tune in to DenverBroncos.com for our 7 p.m. show. And as well as Phil's reports, you're going to have reports all weekend long. So you'll be here in spirit. Don't worry. And you'll be here in spirit. But until then, for Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. We say so long.